So we started talking yesterday in the end of Sha'aral Perakid Zion. We gave them a little bit of introduction with the rings about how our neshama works, how the different parts of our neshama work, right? So we said that there's four parts to our neshama. There's the nefesh, ruach, neshama, shurish neshama, and the shur. In each one has 10. Just like there are four worlds, from top to bottom, it's Atzilus, Yitzira, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, and each world and each neshama have 10 spheres, 10 levels of his, you know, of from higher to lower. Some say, by the way, that that's why I heard some of this information I'm getting from his name is Rabbi Yitzchak Breidowitz. From he used to be Rav Rishol when I grew up in, and now he's Rosh Yeshiva in Or Sameach in Eretz Yisrael, and he gives Shiurim in Nefesh HaChaim, and some of what I'm saying comes from him. So anyway, so he said that's why 40 is considered a time period of creation. 40 is always the days of creation. 40 days takes for a baby to be considered created. And then a 40 saw in a mikvah to change from being a new creation to becoming tar. And 40 days that we were at Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was accepting the Torah. And 40 comes up many times as a period of time of creation. And that's because there are 40 worlds. Essentially, there's 10 spheres in each of the four worlds. So anyway, but the bottom line, what we were saying is that the highest of each world is the Keser, and the lowest of each world is the Malchus. The Keser is like the Keser, it's out of your guf. The Malchus, the way it manifests itself, right? When you're talking about the king, you're not talking about the king himself. There's one thing in the king himself, his crown, his chesed, but then his malchus, this is his rules, this is what he does in the world. The malchus is just the carrying out everything else. The malchus is less lemigar me klum. The malchus is not its own level. The malchus is just carrying out the practical. It's the most basic level. So and therefore with the mushal of the rings, where each one is interlocked with the other. So you were saying how if you start with nefesh, right, which is the most basic way a person behaves, so the highest level of his nefesh is the keser of his nefesh. And Reb Chaim explains is that the keser of the nefesh brings him, is ringed, is hooked with the malchus of ruach, right? The Malchus of Ruach is the lowest level, of the next of Ruach. So since they're ringed together, you see how they're interlocked and they're one and the same. So the Malchus of Ruach is the Keser of Nefesh, okay? And by the way, just from a Musar perspective, he says over here, and I saw one of the Mufarshim say, you know, here Reb Chaim is trying to give a little bit of a Musar perspective to this, okay? He says, this is really essentially the way a person climbs up the ladder. When a person, right, because remember, nefesh is the thing, it controls your actions. But ruach controls your emotions. Ruach controls, it's really dibur, but it's when your actions are a little bit less physical, right? It's your emotional side. It's the side which controls how you do things, right? And then neshama is the thought. So what he says very interestingly is that this, a person can climb, the avoid of a person is to get his avoid out of nefesh into ruach and ultimately into neshama. So in other words, let's say when a person's bar mitzvah, so they don't really know why they're doing anything. And they don't really, such a person's a child, they don't really know why they're doing mitzvahs. They don't necessarily even want to do the mitzvahs. They just do them, right? So what are they doing? A little child, or even most of adults, right? Why are we doing anything? Why does a person start off when they start? Why are they putting on tefillin in the morning? They wake up because that's what we do. So what are they using? In what sphere are they fulfilling that mitzvah? In the sphere of nefesh. It's just actions. It's just pure actions. There's no emotion. There's no machshava. There's no, it's an action. I just do it because I'm doing it, right? So I'm doing the action purely with my nefesh. So I'm doing it with the malchus of my nefesh. Just it's carrying out the rules. That's like the malchus. It's carrying out what it's supposed to carry out. That's the lowest level. But then when it's a person starts realizing, hey, there's a chesed here, so I'm starting to do it with chesed, with gvura. No, there's a beauty here with hoid. So a person starts understanding that, oh, and I'm doing the meisim with more meaning. Eventually the person can come to the keser of nefesh. A person can come and say, you know what, this is not just an action, there's a lot more to this. And a person can develop a rotzon to actually want to do it. The second that they start doing it with a rotzon, now Rabbi Chaim says, now they're doing a mitzvah with ruach. Now they're already hitting, once they've hit that little bit of rotzon, they're doing it with the keser. They're hitting the keser of the nefesh is now the malchus of the rotzon, of the ruach. Now they're doing it with ruach. And then when they have a little bit of rotzon, then they have rotzon to do it out of chesed, and they have rotzon to do it out of tiferes and hoid and all the levels. Eventually, not just rotzon, but they start doing it with the neshama. They start doing it on a totally spiritual level. They start realizing the tefillin's not a black box. These tefillin connect me to another world, and they start realizing all the higher levels of each mitzvah. And then they're doing the mitzvah with the nefesh. So basically, the more a person gets into it, the more really he's affecting with his mitzvahs, right? Because the more, now we're understanding a little bit this whole idea is, it depends on which part of your nefesh you're performing the mitzvah with. That depends on where what sphere are you performing your mitzvahs, okay? So you could be performing mitzvahs with a nefesh, pure, or as you climb up nefesh, you could be performing it ultimately into ruach, and then ultimately with neshama. Ultimately, the highest is tzaddikim, the pure neshama. Basically, they see the whole panemius of the mitzvah. They just see the panemius of it. It's like you know, by the real tzaddikim, you know. And this is actually, just by the way, this is actually a little bit dangerous, because this is actually a little bit connected to the whole ruach chaim, nefesh chaim. Because what could happen is that a person could say, well, If the mitzvah is just about the neshama of the lulav, so I'm accomplishing a certain level, a certain, wow, this spirit. You think this lulav is about a palm tree? I mean, this lulav is accomplishing worlds. So ultimately you can decide, you know what? It's what I need the lulav for. Just think about it, right? So it's a very dangerous, you know, this was actually part of the downfall of Shabbos at Tzvi. Is because he got to the point where nothing meant anything anymore, because everything was just manifestations of, in high levels of Kabbalah, of other things. So technically I could just think of what I'm doing. I don't have to do the mitzvah anymore. And technically what's wrong with chaylev? Really what's wrong with it is you're being poigim this and that. So I won't be poigim this, because I'm going to be thinking this kavana while I'm eating the chaylev. I can eat treif, but the problem with treif is the machshava, so I'm going to be thinking this while I'm eating it, so I'm not really doing anything wrong, right? So this is why these types of concepts could be dangerous, because a person can get out of hand and then say, well, it's all about where I'm doing it and where I'm accomplishing and what I'm accomplishing in the world. So, but anyway, leaving that, just understand this was actually the beginning of the end of Shabbos Eitz Tzvi, these types of, you know, thought processes that, you know, everything got a little bit, everything can get a little bit, you know, diluted in terms of the sharpness of the importance of the act itself. So at any rate, he says that tzaddikim are living and accomplishing in the sphere of neshama. And remember, the keser of neshama is hitting the shurish of the neshama. The shurish of the neshama eventually hits the Ein Sof. It's eventually connected to Hashem himself. So when a person can rise up over everything and eventually not even feel the physical challenges of things, you know, I'm on such a spiritual level that, like, I feel so connected, then really what he is, it's because he is connected. And he's living with the world as a neshama. And Reb Chaim here says, he says a paragraph, I'm going to read it, in chapter 17. He says, b'chinus naran shel adam. This is true with the three levels of naran, nefesh, ruach, neshama of the person. Ki kol b'china midavar shebekedusha, every part of everything of kedusha, kol me'eser b'chinas pratim, has 10 levels, shehema eser sfiris shalai, which are the 10 spheres. That b'china ha'el yoyna shel ha'nefesh, the highest level of nefesh, ne'echezes, is holding on to umis kasheres and connected with the rings, ima b'china ha'tachtoina, with the lower level, shel b'china saruach, v'b'china ha'el yoyna shel ruach, the highest level of ruach miskasheres in b'china tachtona shel neshama, but neshama gam came, and the neshama as well miskasheres is connected with b'china shoresh neshama, soid knesses Yisrael, which is where everyone's connected. Shehi shoresh haknesia shel kol nishmas Yisrael, and then he says v'chein al derech zeh, there's neshoresh neshama is miskasheres an atmos ein soif baruch hu, with Hashem Himself. Now, have anyone of us ever heard the term shetenafshoi tsurura b'tzor ha'chayim? Shetenafshoi tsurura b'tzor ha'chayim. This is what we say in a kelmale, if you ever heard that. Kelmale rachamim shulchein b'amramim, right? And we say shetenafshoi tsurura b'tzor ha'chayim. You ever saw on a kever, on the bottom of the kever, it says tof nun tzadi veiz hei? You ever saw those letters on the bottom of a kever? Tof nun tzadi veiz hei.
Yes.
So it's tehe nafsho tsurura b'tsuror hachayim. That's the Rosh Tevos. And we say it in Kalmali also, tehe nafsho tsurura b'tsuror hachayim. What does that mean? So Nefesh HaChayim explains that this comes from a pasuk that on the in Shmuel. And it says, "V'haisa nefesh adoni tzurura b'tzurur achayim." So, what does tzurura mean? Ratzaloymar, unbelievable. It says tzurura is connected. The ultimate chayim is Hashem. What he's saying is that David HaMelech was saying, she was telling David HaMelech, "Your nefesh. What's the nefesh? It's the lowest part of the person." But David HaMelech was on the level that even his nefesh was tzurura, was connected with the tzurur ha'chaim, with Hashem Himself, right? Because according to our rings, we're connected. Even our nefesh, the lowest part of the yid, is connected with the tzurur ha'chaim. Okay, and that connection is what we're going to learn is inseparable, because there's no way you can cut that off completely. Okay, so our nefesh, once if you follow the chain all the way up, our nefesh is connected to our ruach, which is connected to our neshama, which is connected to the shoresh neshama, which is connected to Hashem. So ultimately, all of our nefashos are in the tzurur ha'chaim. And really, what's happening when a person is nifter, it's just like reeling it in, basically. So the guf stays without the nefesh, but the nefesh just goes up. So tehinafshoi tzurur b'tzur achayim means that then now the nefesh, if a person is nifter, now the nefesh can go back to where it's originally connected with. It's back to its connection point with Hashem. But if you think about it, a tzaddik, you ever, the Chazal say, tzaddikim b'mitatam kruim chayim. And the point is that a tzaddik can reach the level that while they're alive, they're working in the neshama world. Okay, so that's essentially what he says over here. The very end of chapter 17, he says, "V'zeu inyan ki chelak Hashem ya'amoy Yaakov chevel nachalasoy ki heim chelak Hashem." We are all a chevel. We are a rope attached to Hashem. Right? Because it's like a rope. We are chevel nachalosoi. We are the rope of Hashem. Because everything is just mishtalshel down. Our nefesh, which is the lowest part of us, is still a chevel, is still attached by the string to Hashem. Midubokim kamayachol boyizbarach ideis kashos gimol b'chinus anal kechevel kashos l'mayla. This is the idea. Now, tomorrow what we're going to see is, okay, there's a lot of introduction, but tomorrow is where it's going to get very interesting. tomorrow what he's going to talk about is that every chet a person does is only, just like we said, you could perform mitzvahs on different levels, and the mitzvah could catapult you into different levels depending on how you're doing it. The aver is the same way. An aver that a person does, you know, out of taiva with no emotion is just with his nefesh. He's not doing it with the ruach. So the ruach is really fully intact still. Everything he did was in the nefesh. And since everything he did in the nefesh, he cut off maybe his whole nefesh, except for one part. The part that's connected to the ruach, he never cut off. Right? Because that part is really ruach. So that's what he's going to say, is that's how averus work. Avera can work, but it can't cut off completely. And this is the concept of the pintel yid, the little part of the yid that never gets destroyed. It's always there. There's no matter what, a person can't sever this level of connection. Okay? All right. Ran out of time.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi. This is hard to get all this in 15 minutes. Right?
It's not easy material. Not easy.
No. It's not easy. I think
this
now
is deep stuff.
We spent 2 days working on the building blocks. Then we're going to get into the interesting stuff maybe tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. The other sifur we spoke of is Stalshus with Kashus. Yeah. What's the difference between them?